It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up, business contributor Rebecca Harris begins a two-part conversation with Peggy Uten, executive director of the Bayer Center for Nonprofit Management at Robert Morris University, about the business of nonprofits. But first...
This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Today, recommendations from Tom Sweaterlich of Greenfield. He's a writer and also a librarian who works with readers with disabilities. Tom visited the station recently and brought a few of his recent reads with him.
Songs for the Missing by Stuart Onan. Stuart Onan is, in my opinion, at the height of his career right now. He's consistently brilliant, and he is a local author, which makes it that much better. He was born and raised in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh readers would probably enjoy Emily Alone. That's set in Pittsburgh. One of the early chapters is in Eaton Park, so you know exactly where you are. So that'd definitely be a good one to read. But I'm reading right now Songs for the Missing. It was published in 2008, and it concerns a missing teenager. We don't know if she's been abducted or ran away from home or had an accident. We just pick right up with her family as they're mourning this sudden gaping loss in their lives. But yeah, Stuart Onan is just absolutely a brilliant writer, and this one is, you know, keeps me up at night actually thinking of my own daughter. But very beautifully written though, and full of human warmth.
So that's what you're reading now. What's the last thing you read before that?
I did recently finish this absolutely insanely crazy book called Day of the Opritchnik by Vladimir Sorokin. It's very interesting Russian author. He's a bit of a sort of a provocateur. This particular book follows a day in the life of basically a Secret Service officer in a future Russia that combines the worst aspects of Tsarist Russia and the Soviet Republic. You can imagine the main character is sort of like a bombastic muscle thug, maybe like an Arnold Schwarzenegger character who wakes up and is insanely patriotic, and his day doesn't start until his assistants trick out his Mercedes with a severed dog's head as the hood ornament that they drive around with. And they rape and they pillage and they burn down buildings. But at the same time, it's an incredibly funny book.
Okay, what else you got?
Book number three. This is one of my favorite books to go back to. John Brunner's Stand on Zanzibar. Probably the quintessential new wave science fiction novel. The new wave writers were very influenced by high modernism and some of the formal experimentation they saw in other arts at the time. And they wanted to apply those aesthetics to science fiction. Someone once summed up the new wave as dealing with inner space rather than outer space. They're highly psychological novels and very formally inventive. The plot is a typical science fiction action plot. But the interesting thing about reading this book is just how it's written. Brunner was heavily influenced by John Dos Passos. And so the kind of techniques in the USA trilogy he applied via Marshall McLuhan media theory to create this book. And reading Stand on Zanzibar is almost like reading a very primitive multimedia piece. There's a lot of collage. There are pronouncements by the supercomputer that runs the world. There's snippets of television shows, reality shows, advertisements, all mixed in with the actual just linear plot of what you're reading. But I love this one. That's very influential.
Tom, thanks very much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Josh. It was an honor being on your program. I'm a huge fan.
Tom Sweaterlich lives in Greenfield. You can find his fiction published in the online journal Something Wicked. Tell us what you're reading at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. There you'll also find past episodes of the podcast. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.